Okay, so maybe now today I think we are having the 7 point of the mind training, no? And okay, so now as the 7 point of the mind training, so this is something as I told the last time. So 7 point of the mind training, one thing that you have to know, the 1 point on the 7 point of the mind training. Okay, so generally the mind training is something like that. The mind training is something like that. From Buddhism point of view, what we're saying is that the purpose of the Buddhism is to teach the people how we can train our mind. Yeah. So training the mind is something like that. So when you have to train the mind, so they are the few steps of the training the mind. Once you can, these steps are telling that the how to train our mind. Main purpose of the training the mind is generally the whatever the in our mind. Sometimes it's a very complicated. So because the complicated is something, so I used to tell the one story how the mind is complicated. So the complicated is when one student went to the master's place and asked the master to teach him some meditation techniques. So what happened is that the master told him, you can meditate on anything, whatever you like, but only thing is that you cannot think about the monkey. Then you go and meditate, don't think the monkey. So then what happened is that now you will know when he was trying to meditate. Now you know that what comes in the mind. Yeah. This is generally, I used to tell the complexity, the complicate of the mind. So that's a complicate of the mind is something like that. The mind is very complicated. Other problem is one time I had a problem with my old computer. My old computer, because it's become very slow. So later on, someone, computer technician, find it out that a lot of the unnecessary programs are running when I turn on the one program in my computer. So same thing like that in our mind. There are a lot of the unnecessary thoughts. A lot of the unnecessary thoughts are running up and down in our mind. So same thing like my old computer, unnecessary programs are running. So it makes the computer very slow down. Same thing like any human mind. Sometimes lots of the unnecessary thoughts will run and go in our mind. That makes us very slow down. Okay, so this is the one where, so this is something like that. So the mind training is especially, that's a training is a mind training, is a something how we can train the mind very better way. How we can block the unnecessary thought. How we can bring the more, generate the more positive thought. This is the main point of the mind training. Generating the positive thought is a some not only from the practice side. No, it is, there are a lot of the workshops are going on the teaching the how the people can generate the positive thoughts. Yeah. Okay, that's one important point. So that's the thing, okay? So that's why now you can see that the first thing is that what we have to know is how to train the mind. There are these few steps. So this is one of the 7 steps of the mind training. So mind training is but very special, because the why I'm calling is a very special means in my life. It really changed a very lot, mind training. Because I studied as a philosophy. I studied the Buddhist philosophy, studied the philosophy, and I reached up to that label, that the highest label, not only the highest, I had reached the best of the label of the philosophy, studying and all my education. But studying the philosophy didn't bring that much of the changes into my life. But while I'm changed, switch over to the mind training side, then it really changed all my life. So that's why this is through my experience, so I feel the very special. Now you look at the test, okay, 7 point of the mind training. The first point, what we have to, the first point, yeah. Now the first step. So now you will see the first step. First, you are, when you say the teaching the preliminary in which Dharma depends. No, for the first train in the preliminaries. Can you see that the first step? It talks of the first train in the preliminaries. This is the first step, okay. First, the train in the preliminaries does mean that the first, the thing is that what we have, the thing is, as you can see, they talks about the 3 points, no, to meditate. So what so this is, now you can see in the 7 point of mind training, the basic points, the train in the preliminary. Preliminary, they will be the 3 points. One is the difficulty of the gaining the human rebirth, impermanence, and the drawbacks of the samsara. Yeah. So what it says is that, okay, now here the one thing what we have to know is that, okay, one thing what we have to know is that whenever when you are having the some in the life, the first to train the mind is the first step is what you have to do is that the 3 things, always the preliminary practice, the 3 things you have to remember, 3 points. Difficulty of the gaining the human rebirth is something like that. We have the first thing is what we do is in our life that we have to look at ourselves. When we have the looking at ourselves, what we have look is that what we are the have. That point we have to look. I always used to say that normally always people sees that what they don't have, they cannot see what they're having it. So when you start to see that what you are having it, then you will start to feel that you are lucky. Whenever you feel the lucky, then you will gain the confidence. What's up time now they're talking about of self-confidence, build up the self-confidence. What is the key to build up the self-confidence? One is the best key. So that is the thing. So now the here is, when you look at ourselves, first thing is that we have to feel that we have achieved the human rebirth. That itself is something very difficult to gain the human rebirth. That thing is actually this message what was trying to give us is that we have to look ourselves what we are having. If you look at yourself, you have something special who do not have, who others don't have. Every human have that special. That only thing is that you have to find it out. That.
Pardon, Rinpoche.
What we have to see is that we have achieved the human rebirth. That means that generally the human gaining the human rebirth is very difficult. But here, this point, what the message is giving is that when you look at yourself, you have to look at what you have. Every human have something special that the all don't have it. There you have something special quality. You have something special that all don't have it. So you have to try to look that point. When you look that point, what you feel that you are really, you will feel that you are lucky and you are blessed. So this is the point. This is the one of the very important points. In the Buddhist time, there is one king called the Prasenjit. Prasenjit king. He have a lot of the queens. Generally, legendary story says he have 500 queens. That how the 500 exact number, I'm not very sure. Okay, that the legendary says that. But the king have lots of queens. That's a show. Okay. So then the among that one, there are a lot of the, that's one queen of the, that king, the Prasenjit queen, that slowly she become the student of the Buddha, because she have a lot of the stress in the palace, lot of the challenges, stress among the queens and the kings, lot of the deal. Then she find it to get the solution, then she become the student of the Buddha. So that's the Buddha. So once she becomes the Buddha, so then the Buddha's main the advice Buddha was giving to her is that the main advice is giving the drawbacks of the samsara. But born in the samsara, there are a lot of the difficulties, challenges have to face. Because this is the one reality of the samsara. So while he's practicing, she has achieved a very high realization. Also, she become the very favorite of the Buddha's one of the student. So she, the queen, have also influenced a lot to make the Buddhas to rule against the monks. So she also asked the Buddha to make this rule and that rule for the monks. So sometimes Buddha makes the rules, yeah, according to her saying, because she is one also really support a lot for the Buddha's activities. Yeah. I remember her again this morning, that queen, because she is the one who asked the Buddha's monks are not allowed to swim, make the rules the monks do not allow to swim. So because of her influence, Buddha says the monks cannot swim. So this morning I'm in the one of the resort in the Switzerland on the side. We are having the meditation programs resort, and they are telling me whether I want to go to the hot swimming, no jacuzzi and hot swimmings. So suddenly I remember that that queen who make us the Buddhas to monks to not allow to swim, so I cannot swim. But generally my point is generally whatever Buddha did, whatever queen did, very rightly, the decisions are very right. What they did really, the queen stated very right to asking the Buddha make the rules, monks not to take the swim. Buddha make the rules, very right rules, really. Sometimes really I find that queen really did a great job. Really hit the influence of Buddha, or he requested Buddha, really she did the great. Yeah. So now so my point is that Buddha was giving the teaching, huh? Buddha talks on the give on the first, he was talking that when the drawback of the samsara, that third point. Generally the qualities of samsara. Because the samsara is the place where there's a lot of the challenge. In this world, they will be the challenge, they will be the difficulties. That we have to accept that. That is the first thing what we have to keep in mind. They will be the challenge. They will be the difficulties. Because we are in the world. So we have to accept that. Acceptance is a very strong key point to challenge with the difficulties. Okay, now the second point is the death and the impermanence. Okay, that is the impermanence was the second point. Okay, that is the second point. You will see the 3 points. Now, first step, what we have to take is that the first step, there are the 3 points. Okay, death and the impermanence. Okay, that's the second point. Death and the impermanence, generally we have to think lots on the impermanence. Impermanence means okay, everything can be changed. Okay, not a stable. Okay, everything is not a stable. Okay, everything can be changed. Okay, that's the one thing. Yeah. So that means that the one thing, when you feel that once everything can be changed, what does that mean is that, okay? What does that mean is that everything is not a stable. When you look at the every phenomena or the everything, so when we will look at the everything as a stable, we will feel that it should be remain forever. But in the reality, it's not like that, okay? It can be changed anytime, okay? Okay, that's an impermanence, okay? So death is something like that which can happen to the everyone, okay? That is one of the thing, okay? So death is, I can have happiness, but the most important thing is a way of the thing more the impermanence. Impermanence means the changeable. Everything can be changed, okay? So that's the one thing is that generally in day-to-day life, whatever we think is that everything will be remain the forever. So when you see the changes, and sometimes it makes you very unhappy when you see the changes. Because you feel or you accepted that everything is a permanent, cannot be changed. So when you see the changes, then it would very difficult, it makes it very difficult to accept it. So that's why from the Buddhism mind training practice, what we are saying is that we have to see everything as a changeable. Everything can be changed. So whenever you see the changes, whenever you see the someone dying, this everything is one of the reality of the nature. Okay, this is the points, okay? Now that the second point of the second steps, okay? Second step, you can see the training the mind in the bodhicitta. Training the mind in the bodhicitta, that is the second step, okay? Training the mind in the bodhicitta, now you can see that, I will read that the sessions, okay, that word, okay? That's a real, that the word, that thing, the meditation session, no? Meditation session, think all phenomena like a dream, examine the basis of the unproduced knowing, even the antidote will be liberate its own ground, six within the nature of the basis all. Okay, so what you can see is that all the phenomena like a dream, yeah? You can see that examine the basis of the unproduced knowing, even the antidote will liberate its own ground, sit within the nature of the basis of all. It's talking about the emptiness point of view, okay? So then maybe I'll explain the later, okay? So maybe we'll come from the second step, there will be the, among the second step, now we'll come to the other one, okay? This will be a little bit difficult right now, so maybe I'll explain it later, okay? Okay, so yeah, so maybe we will, so now that we will go from the second sessions, okay? Train the alternately taking and the giving, mount these two on the energy winds, okay? We'll talk on that, okay? Okay, train the alternately in taking and the giving, mount this to the energy wind. Now here, the one thing is the first, what you are now the second step, okay? Now the first step, what you have to think? The training the mind, now the second step, how to train our mind. The second step, the training the mind, our mind, it talks about these two. Train the alternately taking and the giving, mount this to on the energy winds. Now this is the second step, okay, practice. So what he's saying, the point is that here it's saying that the point here it talks about the taking and giving. Now here you have to know the what to take and what to give. So what to give and what to take is something like that. Here now you can see that what to give and what to take. So generally here is a very simple that when you train your mind, when you practice, just close your eye and visualize someone very close to you, front of you. So while you are inhaling the wind, you have to think that you are taking the suffering of your dearest one or loved one with the black light which enters from your left nostril. Then when you exhale the breath, what you have to do is that you think that you are giving your own happiness with the white lights to that person whom you love or person whom you care. Okay? So that's one very important point. Yeah. So one important point is that now the giving and taking means what you are taking is the suffering of others. What you are giving is your own happiness. You are exchanging that. So that's the one thing is the giving is what you have to do is when you are when you are meditating, just visualize the first what you have to visualize your family or your friend or your close friend or whatever, visualize it. Then you close your eye and whenever you inhale or exhale the breath, you think that you are taking the suffering of your dearest one. When you exhale the breath, think that you are giving your own happiness to that person. When you're inhaling, think that the taking the other suffering in the form of the black light which enters from your left nostril. While it enters from the lotness, when you're thinking of giving you just happiness at the form of the white light which comes out of your right nostrils and dissolve into the person whom you're visualizing, okay? Now you can see the training in the mind, okay? So you will see the trend of mind in the giving and taking. Giving the taking means what you give is your own happiness, and the taking means taking the suffering of the others, okay? So now the training the alternately, so the meditation training the alternately. First, now you can see that training the alternately is a give and take. Now this time what you have to do is that, okay, whenever you try to meditate, first you visualize your close one or your dear friend, okay? Then slowly increase that, okay, numbers. Then slowly you increase the numbers, maybe your close friends and your family and your neighbors all together, okay? Visualize that. Then when you inhale, think that you are taking the suffering. When you exhale, then you are giving the happiness, okay? Okay. Okay. So then now what you have to, okay. So now in this point, so what you can see is that, okay, mount these two on the energy winds. So giving and taking, it should be based on the wind, means based on the what the breath what we are taking. So when you are taking the sufferings of the others, when you are meditating on the taking the suffering of the others, you think that the other suffering as a black light which goes from your left nostril into the, your body. Into the, your body means that when you goes in towards you, into your body, then that when you're giving the happiness, think that the, your own happiness as a white light and which go out from your right nostrils and the gifts to the person whom you are imagining or whom you are thinking front of the you. Okay. Okay, that's what you have to do. So that's maybe you can do it maybe 5 minutes or 10 minutes or whenever you have the free time. You just, you can do that. Yeah. So now that this point, now the second step is what you have to do is that the, then you have to visualize the person whom you dislike. Then you try to take the suffering of the person whom you dislike. That's a very difficult point. So now when you are visualizing and thinking of the person whom you dislike, when you are meditating on that, so when and whenever the person whom you dislike appears, comes in image, comes into your mind, it will make you very unhappy. More difficult, okay? More difficult is that the more difficult is that when you're trying to think that taking the suffering of the, that person, it's a more difficult. So then the what happened is, okay, then now the what thing step is that what you have to take the step is that the, when you are thinking that the person whom you dislike, the first thing is the very difficult to take the suffering. First thing is what you have to do, mentally you have tried to forgive that person, whatever the wrong thing that person have done towards you, mentally, okay, not physically, you don't have to do anything, okay, mentally. So now the what you have to do is that on this point, now the first thing is whenever, now the, generally in our life, the one thing is that the mostly thing is the anger gives us a lot of the troubles and the difficulties. Anger and the stress. These two reasons mainly comes that the something that the person, when thinks about the person whom hurt you, when you think about the person whom makes you unhappy, whenever you think of these people, sort of this imagination, when you hurt about these people, this makes you the generate the anger or the stress. Yeah, so sometimes it find very difficult to forget to not to think about the person whom you dislike. So whenever you hurt about the person whom you dislike, whenever you these imaginations image of the person whom you do comes into your mind, that will trigger your anger or trigger you, it makes you more stressful. That time is the best thing is that what you have to do. That time the best thing is that what you have to do is that, okay? Now, whenever this, whenever the person, when you have the some very difficulties, I mean, the, when you have the some generate the angers, when you have difficulties and angers, when you become very stressful, it will hurt you more than the person whom you dislike. That we all know that. So this is the one step we have to do it first, okay? So this is the step. So the second step of mind training, teaching us how we can challenge all of these are the difficulties. Now, generally in our practical life, okay? Generally, practical life, there are the some. So generally, our practical life, there are some persons really in that they makes us very difficult. They give us that they hurt us a really lot. Some also, so that's why really sometimes that we feel that the really these persons makes the our life as a very miserable and a very very bad. Very funny thing, okay? Because the last time in the Nepal, so what I heard is that the, after the big earthquake comes, there's some of them and the religious person, they try to predict that the more earthquake will come as on this day or that day. They start to predict a lot. So after the big earthquake, okay, after the big earthquake, then after one or two weeks later, then the, some of the person, they started to predict that the, this earthquake will come, that earthquake will come, on that day, they started to predict. Then the Nepal government, what I heard is the Nepal government caught all this person and put in the jail. And they told them, if you're so knowing too much, why didn't you predict that the big earthquake, which killed nearly the 10,000 people, why didn't you predict that? Yeah, so something like that. So something like that's in the our lives. So in the our life, the one thing is the happening is something our life. So many things, issues. Sometimes many issues. Sometimes they're like these issues, like some peoples and some really in our life. So we have the, some dislike peoples. So dislike people. Sometimes we blames a lot. So even when sometimes it goes wrong, we always try to find someone to blame. So to whom we will blame? The person whom we dislike. You will blame all this. When something's not goes in your life, something is not a preference, not going in your life, so always we try to someone to blame. So that is the first one we always do. If everything goes the perfect, you will never say the because of the some other person's, it makes everything perfect. You always feel that you did it, your contributions, it became perfect. When something is not goes very well, then always we try to find someone to blame.
Yes, please.
Sir, person whom you are blaming, then when you blame the once and twice and thrice, then slowly you will start to get a dislike with these persons. So dislikes the person the blaming when you too much. So when you dislike these people, then whenever imagine when dislike people comes into your mind, it makes you very unhappy. So that's why here is the second step of what we're talking. When you imagine the person whom you dislike, first you have to forgive them mentally. Then the second step, try to take the all the negative qualities of that person and give your own positive qualities. Think that the mentally, meditate that you are giving all your positive qualities for that person. Yeah. But the one thing is that sometimes there's a bulk of the mistakes sometimes we also do. From my experience, what I notice is that sometimes when I ask the student to do this and that, a job, a lot of things for the different students, I find it that sometimes my instruction is not going very clear. So also that also side is also I have to know some of the my mistakes side. So that's why one of my instruction does not goes very clear. So they cannot do it very properly. So in the normal people life, we will not think that what we have done from our side, what we have done the mistake, we will not think that. We will always see that the mistake side from the others. So yeah, so this is second step. Okay, now this time what you're the fact is the thing, the person whom you dislike, okay? Or the person, then you try to forgive them, then you have to visualize that taking the positive negative qualities and giving your own qualities to that person. Okay. Now you can see that okay, three subject, three poison and the three root virtues into your daily life. Train yourself with the verses to stimulate remembrance, build up the taking by starting with yourself. Can you see that in the root task, no? Three subject, three poison and the three root virtues in your daily everyday life. Now the three sub now it talks about three subject, three poisons, okay. Three poison is a very simple that attachment and the hatred and ignorance. These are three poisons, okay? The ignorance is the one of the worst thing, yeah? That I think we talked quite a lot in the ignorance about the last session, no? Last session, isn't it? No? Okay, so three poisons, okay? Three subjects means that usually all these three things are comes. Attachments comes with the when the things with the good things, you will generate the attachment. With the bad thing, you will generate the hatred, and the normal things you will generate the ignorance. In the practice, most difficulty is to overcome the attachment is the one of the most difficulties practiced. When you can overcome the attachment, then you can come then so that's why here it's saying that the generally in the life, so we will generate the attachment toward the good things, generate the hatred toward the bad things. So it is talking about the three things, no? So that the thing is generally now the here's the main point what he was talking about is that these old things, all the negative, so here talking about these old negative emotions like a hatred, like a attachment, like a ignorance. So here the main point what we are saying, so we have to decrease these all the negative emotions. So negative emotions, so mainly what we have to do is the negative emotion to decrease with the hatred, decrease with the attachment. So that's the how do we can do that? That's the one question. Yeah, so that's why what you have to do, you have to train the mind. When you can train the mind, if you train the mind a little bit, maybe 10 or 15 minutes, at least you will see that it will help you to the reducing it, hatred or anger. Yeah. So this is the one thing, hatred. Generally, so it's thinking that, so you can see that in the train, yeah. So that's, you can see the train yourself with the vases. Now here you're saying the train yourself with the vases to stimulate the remembrance. Okay.
Yeah.
Can you see the verses? The train yourself with the verses to stimulate the remembrance. Okay. So now with the caring with the practice, what thing is that here you can see that generally whatever the practice you're doing, so train yourself with the verses to stimulate the remembrance. So what the practice is that we need to remember. Whatever the practice you have to do, you have to remember the practice. To remember that the practice, you have to read all these verses. So when you have the verses in your mind, then you can remember the practice very properly. So that's why you can see that in the train alternately in the taking and the giving. So that what train alternately in the taking and giving, that verse should be in your mind. When you remember that verse, then you can start the practice. So when the verse is in your mind, then the practice will be easier. So that's why the verses shouldn't be in your mind. So that's why not all the verses, but I mean the important verses, like you can see that, no, the train alternately taking and giving. Like these verses, if it is in your mind, then every practice will be very easier. Because that verses will remind you the practice. just like the this verses, okay? Just like that, just train alternately in the taking and giving. Just like these verses. Train alternately taking and giving. Like these verses, when you think that, and then when you, that verses is in your mind, then the practice will come very easy. Then you will know what to do. Clear, no? Okay, so if it is clear, good. If it's not clear, so then we will repeat it, okay, later, okay? So now that this point, okay? So, okay, that's just talking about it, okay? Generally, the mind only training, this comes after the Adesha visit to the Tibet, then this tradition came into the Tibet, mind training tradition, yeah? This tradition or this practice become very famous in Tibet at that time, 12th or 13th centuries area, after Adesha coming to the Tibet, because he talked the very practical way. So this becomes a very famous, because this talks about a very practical way. So I think this is the attention, man training, this is a practice. Still, I think it's very relevant in the 21st century. Very relevant. Yeah. So generally, the Buddha was giving the teaching. Main point, Buddha was giving all the teaching with how to train our mind. That's the Buddha's main point, no? Buddha, when he was giving the teaching. So I used to say the one thing, when you have to understand the Buddha, when you have to understand the Buddhism, first you have to understand the Buddha, how he thinks. To understand the Buddha, you have to understand the Indian culture. Of course, he was born and brought up in that culture, and that have a lot of influence in his mind. So that way, to understand the Buddhism, you have to understand the Buddha. To understand the Buddha, you have to understand the Indian culture. I mean, I can't say the Indian culture, that time culture. Now, that time, where was Buddha was born is some Nepal, and he spent the time in the India, at the present, okay? That period, so that area's culture. That area and that period culture still exist. So that's why you can see that when you look at the way how you make the Buddha, if you look at the Chinese structure, the Buddhas make the Buddha like a Chinese. If you look at the Tibetan sculpture, they make the Buddha like a Tibetan. If you go to the other country, they make the Buddha as their own people. But Buddha is not Chinese, he's not Tibetan, he's not Vietnamese. So, but when you make the statue, if you look at the Chinese Buddha statue, exactly Buddha looks like a Chinese. I'm saying that if you look at how they make the Buddha, if you look at the Chinese structure of the Buddha, they make the Buddha as it looks like a Chinese. If you look at the Buddha's how they book the mix for the Tibetan, they make the Buddha looks like a Tibetan. If you look at how the Japanese structure, they make the Buddha looks like a Japanese. Everywhere, if you look at how they make the Buddha like their own people. So that's why the second thing is the one thing we have to understand the Buddha's understanding, Buddha's understand the Indian culture. And the second thing is to understand the Buddhism, also what the language Buddha was using. That's also important, no? He's not speaking the Tibetan language, he's not speaking the Chinese language, he's speaking that language, it's called the Pali language. It's the main language, the Pali speaking. And that way he was born, that area, all these people are speaking that language. So also in the Vajracchedika Sutra, very famous sutra, no? Buddha's the Diamond Sutra. In that Diamond Sutra, mainly Buddha was discussing with the Shubhuti. Shubhuti was the one also born as exactly the same place where Buddha was born. So they carry the same dialect with the Buddha. If you look at the Jesus Bible, if you look at Jesus, there are many different versions of the Jesus Bible. Now, even in the Buddha's teaching, like a Diamond Sutra and other sutra, there are many different versions. Chinese version, Tibetan version, other version, they are not exactly the same, okay? And so there are the very differences. Last time when I was giving teaching on the Diamond Sutra and the Taipun, they are going to the Chinese version. Big difference. Big difference. I can say there are quite many, lots of differences. Like this issue, what we have to do? We have to go back to the Buddha's language, no? We have to go to the Sanskrit. He give that teaching in the Sanskrit language. Then we have to go through the Sanskrit dress. Then we have to find it out what the really Buddha said. But I have one experience, okay? Some of the foreigner who's done the Sanskrit, learned the Sanskrit, done the high degree in the Sanskrit. But when they speak the Sanskrit, even I don't understand what their pronunciation. Even I meet some of this, they learn the Tibetan quite a lot. But when they speak Tibetan, even I don't understand what they're speaking. Because yeah, this language, okay, Sanskrit, this language is from the original, the Indian language. Because we do not understand the Indian language, it is very difficult to learn that language. Okay. So then now the main point is what I'm saying. Okay. Now here's the Buddhas. When he was Buddhas, he was giving the teaching. Mainly, he focused very much on the training the mind. That is what he was doing, giving the teachings. Yeah. Okay. So now we will do the prayer. Okay. We'll do the prayer sessions. Okay. Now today, what we'll do is that. Okay. We will do the prayer. So I think we have to someone to pray. So we will have the prayer sessions. Okay. Mm?